That's a classic tango called Jalousie by Jacob Gada. And we heard a trio called The Tango Project with William Schimmel playing accordion, Michael Zoll playing piano, and the violinist Stan Curtis. This came out in 1982 on the wonderful Nonesuch label. Starting off this Friday morning with a tango, and we're lucky to continue now with Madeline Cimini and President Dara Strauss of the Kalamazoo Film Society. Much like a film, that tango bringing lots of, on your sleeve emotion to the beginning of our day. I'm usually so much more subdued, but this seems quite appropriate as we're talking about Hollywood this hour. Welcome, Dara. Welcome, Madeline. Dara, thanks for joining us. And why don't we start with your call for applicants to a Kalamazoo Film Society grant.
Right, great. And we're really excited to offer this grant to local filmmakers. And the due date is coming up in a couple weeks on May 1st. It's a $1,000 grant. We decided to, we've always supported local filmmakers and organizations, but we decided to make it a little more formal process. So we came up with this idea to award a grant. It follows our mission to support and encourage a vibrant cinematic community in Southwest Michigan. All the details are available on our website, calfilmsociety.net. But again, that due date is fast approaching for May 1st, and we welcome any local filmmaker to apply.
Dara, last night, my husband and I had to film a very quick birthday greeting to our nephew turning 30 years old, and I have a new iPad. I got the camera working. I filmed our cuckoo clock hitting the hour. And then I saw a function that said slow it down. So I slowed down the clock and I was able to add scary music to it as well. I think, if folks out there with more expertise aren't applying, then maybe I should also put in my application.
Well, you're welcome. That sounds like an interesting concept too, but it is fun editing. I adore editing. It's really fun to do.
I didn't realize it's so accessible today.
Yes, it is. It is. But there's a few more things than just slowing down a cuckoo clock. But you got to start somewhere, right?
That's right. It's the beginning of my journey.
There you go.
So once again, all the details are at calfilmsociety.net for this grant for emerging filmmakers, true artists who are really dedicated to this craft and the art. And has it been a long time since the society offered a grant? My understanding is that this is kind of a new initiative looking to support young people or new filmmakers in West Michigan.
Yeah, and they actually don't have to be new filmmakers. You can be a tried and true filmmaker as well. Just any filmmaker. We've always, like I said, always have supported filmmakers when they've approached us if the project seemed worthy. But we're just kind of formalizing the process a little bit more and doing more outreach to see who's out there that might be interested in applying.
Another way to be part of the film scene in Kalamazoo is simply clicking on the Zoom link for a virtual lobby discussion, and you have planned another one for next. It's always on a Wednesday or Thursday? Let's see.
We toyed around with a lot of different ideas. Actually, maybe Madeline, I don't want to hog all the airspace. Maybe she can explain what the virtual lobby is all about.
I'd be happy to. One of the beauties of showing our films in the little theater was the fact that people would gather in the lobby before and after a film and meet people they knew, and maybe meet some new people. And in a casual, informal environment, discuss the film. Because I was in the box office on Fridays, it was always interesting to me to overhear the conversations, how divergent they could be. And especially last year when we were so isolated, we decided to do it virtually. And we started with some free streams, the Tribeca shorts, and then the PBS shorts, and then tried to bring films that were streaming online to give people accessibility. And then as the theaters opened, films that were available to each. And we've had interesting discussions, again, mimicking what happened in the lobby. The range of opinions can be pretty diverse or pretty great.
Do you think virtual lobby discussions might continue after the pandemic?
Well, we've discussed that as a board, and I think they really might, because we struggled with, after we left the little theater, we were downtown at the Alamo, and the beauty of that, and also at Celebration, is that our films can show, you know, every day for weeks sometimes, and so you don't have that kind of a crush of people that would just come on a Friday night to see the film. It's available a lot more. But what we don't have because of going to Celebration is that concentration. So people don't kind of hang out in the lobby like they did at the little theater. So this has kind of fulfilled that need that we felt we wanted. And we've had some great discussions, and we've even had a filmmaker who made the film that we discussed. He joined, and he joined from California, right? Because it's Zooming and can come from anywhere. This Wednesday, we are really excited. It's Wednesday, April 21st at 7, and we're going to discuss the Academy Awards that are actually awarded on Sunday night. So this will be kind of an anticipation of what we all might think, what's going to win and why. I'm really looking forward to this discussion.
So the awards are presented this Sunday. I wasn't sure when they were coming out.
No, I'm sorry. It's a week from Sunday. So the virtual lobby is next Wednesday.
Okay.
And then the Sunday after that is when the awards will be. So
maybe you'll be doing your best to handicap the winners and really talk about your favorite nominated films. I understand, actually, the Film Society had a pretty great track record in presenting films that ended up being the nominated films this year.
We did, right, Madeline? I think we brought everyone except one was a Film Society selection.
Yes.
For Best Picture, yeah.
That also speaks to the wealth of films that are available in theaters and streaming, that just increases the number. What has impressed me the most is the acting, whether it's someone like Andra Day, who's a singer who never, ever acted before and gives one of the bravest performances as Billie Holiday, or someone who's been around for a while but might be in a genre of film that I wouldn't see. And I'm thinking of Riz Ahmed in The Sound of Metal. An amazing, amazing performance. It's available on Amazon Prime. But there is just a wealth of wonderful things to discuss, as well as more technical aspects. I like costumes and makeup, but other people look, you know, lighting and editing and cinematography, and there's a wealth of good things to discuss there as well.
Your chance to participate in what is to me is a get back to normal kind of idea, paying attention to award shows instead of a pandemic sounds kind of fun. Your chance to do that is next Wednesday. The Zoom meeting begins around 7 o'clock, and you can write to the Film Society for a pass, or rather a link to the Zoom meeting. And the website is calfilmsociety.net. And so the discussion will be the Academy Awards for next Wednesday. Then we were going to have a look at what is currently showing, Dara.
Yeah, currently showing actually are the shorts, which are my favorite categories, are showing at Celebration this next week. And there are three different categories. There's the short animation, short documentary, and the short is called live action, but I call it like a narrative films that are showing. And I've seen the animation and the documentary. I think Madeline maybe has seen the live action. But the chances you can see the animation is playing today, Tuesday and Wednesday. There are five in each category. The documentaries are playing on Sunday, and the live action are playing Saturday and Monday. But like I said, there are five short films in each of the categories. I particularly love animation. The stories can be expressed in creative and thoughtful ways that it can't be done any other way, like showing dreams and showing thoughts and very imaginative. And there's a great selection from very funny to very sad in the animation. And the documentaries, again, they're pretty sad, except for one that's quite uplifting. But they're just so poignant, dealing with the problems of today, whether it's the rioting in Hong Kong, or one woman goes back to a concentration camp to see where her brother passed away. Madeline, maybe you could jump in with some other things too.
Well, I'm glad you're talking about documentaries, because they are, in general, not like they're provocative, thought-provoking. And one of them, Hunger Ward, documents two female healthcare workers fighting to thwart the spread of starvation in Yemen. And the director was on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night, and listening to him tell the story, it is heartbreaking what is going on, and we're unaware of that, but lots of countries are complicit. Not easy to watch at any point, but I think it's something we need to see. We need to see these. And the live action films are also a bit serious in tone. They're reflections of what's going on today. Really, really well done. One called The Present is from Palestine. And on his wedding anniversary, a man and his young daughter set out in the West Bank to buy his wife a gift. Between soldiers, segregated roads, and checkpoints, how easy can it be to go shopping? His daughter is one of the most charming and delightful characters. And I won't spoil it to tell you what the gift is, but it's not just treacherous getting across a checkpoint, but it's also a ponderous task. But I enjoyed all of them very, very much.
The short film category, or the Oscar-nominated shorts, are currently showing, courtesy of the Kalamazoo Film Society and Celebration Cinema. And they bring together all of these different stories and ways of storytelling, and also both fiction and nonfiction, and they're sourced from all around the world, which brings up that classic point about awards being handed out. I mean, how do you really put one against the other is the question. In art, it works for music competitions too, film competitions. Certainly, the art prize up in Grand Rapids has had its issues too. it's an exercise in futility. There's an argument to be made there, I think, but it's also worth celebrating the form.
It's worth celebrating. Celebrating the form and the art and the people who bring those to us.
I love it.
Yeah, and bring films that might not be on your radar screen. You know, you're going to get the big blockbusters, but some of these, the shorts, especially the quieter little films that probably don't make headlines, but yet they're very thought-provoking. So, you know, I think if we didn't have those kind of competitions, we might not be aware of some of these films that are made.
Right, right. Great points. It'll be fun to debate these points and more at the virtual lobby discussion Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And you can get your invitation via Zoom by contacting the Kalamazoo Film Society. That's at calfilmsociety.net, where I am also looking at the now playing, now showing a list of films. They include one that we talked about a few weeks ago, French Exit, which is a return of Michelle Pfeiffer, just a luminous actress. And this one's new to me. Is it Shiva Baby? Is that right, Dara?
Yes, that's right. Yes, right. Yeah, French Exit is still playing. Exit is still playing all week. I haven't seen it, but Madeline has. But yes, Shiva Baby is coming. And Madeline was going to talk about that.
Great.
Well, let's get back to Michelle Phillips for just a moment. I did see the film, and she is the personification of haughty, kooky, and vulnerable. She combines all of them. It's set in Paris. How could you not want that? There's a wonderful cat. And I'm not spoiling it, but the trailer, one of her lines is, she's a socialite who loses her inheritance. And when the accountant questions her about, you know, well, didn't you plan for this? She said, well, my plan was to die before the money ran out. And it's not a perfect film by any means. I saw it as a private screening, or in a private screening. I was the only one in attendance. But I was charmed by it. I liked seeing her. And it was a role that I think only Michelle Phillips could play.
Because Michelle Pfeiffer, that is.
Unbelievable. It's with all of those characteristics.
You said Michelle Phillips, and I think you meant Pfeiffer.
Oh, Pfeiffer. I'm so sorry. Thank you.
Hey, I grew up in the 80s.
Oh, you know what? Michelle, girl, what was I thinking? Papa John. Yes, I was there as well.
Grease, too. My guests are Dara Strauss and Madeline Cimini from the Kalamazoo Film Society, and we're looking at the current state of what's showing at Celebration Cinema, which includes French Exit with Michelle Pfeiffer and Shiva Baby, which looks like a comedy from a debuting director, Emma Seligman. And so you brought a rather lighthearted selection to the theaters. Did anyone want to talk about Shiva Baby?
I will just make a few brief comments. Shiva is the Jewish period of mourning after a burial. And in 2018, Emma Seligman wrote and directed a short film also called Shiva Baby. And a college student at a funeral service runs into her sugar daddy. Fast forward to 2020, she wrote and directed another film also called Shiva Baby, where a college student at a funeral service runs into her sugar daddy and her ex-girlfriend.
An added complication.
So it's interesting. As I was reading about it, I thought, oh, in 2 years, are we going to see Brist Baby, where, you know, at a circumcision, she runs into the surrogate father, you know, da-da-da-da-da. But anyway, it was interesting and fun, and it opens today.
That's... The showtimes are available by visiting calfilmsociety.net. Wanted to get that in there, Madeline. Did you have another thing to follow up with?
Yes, but getting to your point about showtimes, none of these films will be showing on like a full slate of showtimes. So we encourage people to check daily because things can change. But Shiva Baby will at least be showing a few times. A day for the first few days. And then next Friday, the film Together, Together opens, and it's about a 40-something lonely single man who wants to become a father, and he hires a surrogate who's also a loner and lonely, and it's about the relationship that develops over her pregnancy between the two of them. And Ed Helms stars as the 40-year-old man, and he has been a presence in film and comedy, even voiceover appearances, but people might know him best. He was in the Hangover series.
Mm-hmm. He cracked his tooth in the first one, if I recall.
I know that face.
Yeah.
But that opens next Friday.
Any other upcoming films heading to Celebration with your sponsorship?
There always will be coming up. We also have, Together, Truffle Hunters will be coming. That's supposed to be a wonderful documentary. There's already have trailers that you can see at Celebration about that. And then we might also get about Endless, Limbo, and In the Earth. But you can easily find out what we're showing by visiting our website or becoming a member or joining our email list, and that way we notify people on that list of any things that's playing at the theater.
I keep thinking about going back to the lobby discussions. We all need ways to, what I miss most during this pandemic year are the connections with people I don't necessarily consider like my bestest friends, but they are friends and so enjoyable to talk to and be around. I've missed that so much. And part of what I've enjoyed about attending a couple of the virtual lobby discussions is getting that, you know, that landscape back of many people joining in a discussion on a certain topic in a way that I learn a little bit about others and I have my eyes opened by what they say. I hope you keep this discussion functioning, because even if it's online, I was still getting that feeling of I am part of a community again.
That's lovely to hear. So you get our vote that we will keep doing this. And again, it's this next Wednesday, April 21st at 7. We'll be discussing the Academy Awards, and we'll be led by Mike Marchak and Chad Campbell. But we all have equal say into it. We can, you know, and it is fun. Have different people's perspectives. Some people talk about music, some talk about the cinematography, the actors, and then other people, the bigger theme, the stories. So it is for a very lively discussion.
Well, finally, don't forget that applications for a $1,000 grant for filmmakers are due by May 1st. And everything else we've talked about today, you can discover at calfilmsociety.net. I would like to thank President Dara Strauss and longtime member Madeline Cimini for joining me here on Classical WMUK. I have an album with Branford Marsalis as soloist in this case. We know he was one of the musical forces behind Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes.
So this goes back quite a long way. A beautiful setting where he's playing soprano saxophone in music of Maurice Ravel. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you so much, Kara.